this feeling is different.
Israel hit Gaza with artillery and airstrikes Friday in response to a new barrage of rocket fire from the Hamas-run enclave. It's an intensifying conflict that has now claimed more than 100 Palestinian lives. Days of deadly violence have seen Israeli soldiers gathering on the edge of the territory, although the army stressed there had been no ground incursion, despite an earlier statement that troops were carrying out an attack in the Gaza Strip. Israeli security forces have also been assembled to contain deadly riots between Jews and Arabs, and projectiles have been fired from Lebanon. The United Nations says the Security Council will meet on Sunday to address the conflict as the Secretary General called for an immediate de-escalation and cessation of hostilities. The top U.S. health agency says it's lifting mask-wearing guidance for people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, a watershed moment that U.S. President Joe Biden called a great day in the long pandemic fight. The announcement by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention marked an abrupt turnaround after more than a year of urging people to cover their faces to stem the spread. In an emotional address from the White House, Mr. Biden declared a major victory in the battle against the virus that has seen more than 580,000 Americans die. Singapore announced on Friday the strictest curbs on social gatherings and public activities since easing a COVID-19 lockdown last year, amid a rise in locally acquired infections and with new coronavirus clusters forming in recent weeks. The new measures announced by the health ministry, which will be enforced from Sunday to mid-June, include limiting social gatherings and ceasing dining in